Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Happy Saturday and welcome to The Connected Life on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian counselor, Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. And so, you know that probably about a month ago now, I went out to Southern California where I participated in a one-week intensive with Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, and the whole New Life group. Mm-hmm. And I had just an awesome, really transformational, life-changing experience. And really, it was the embodiment of Galatians 6:2 that talks about bearing one another's burdens, and in doing so, you're fulfilling the law of Christ. In this experience, there was some teaching. So Dr. Cloud came a couple of days. Dr. Townsend came, and for those of our listeners who don't know who they are, these guys do awesome and incredible work.
In Southern California.
Huge,
but
nationally,
everywhere now. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah, so they wrote the book Boundaries, which is actually a New York Times bestseller, maybe 6 or 7 right now. It's probably going up. They've written many other books, Changes That Heal, How People Grow, Safe People. So a wealth of just extremely valuable information. So they came, they were teaching. They were presenting and giving us really good information. But the most powerful experience for me was meeting, I think, 8 other people who at the time were complete strangers, didn't know them, meeting with them in these really powerful groups called process groups. And I actually have invited a couple of my friends who were in this process group with me. On the phone with us, we have Janie Sheedy and Pamela Flores. And I'm just going to give you guys a few moments to just go ahead and introduce yourselves. Janie, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, born and raised, married, have one adult daughter, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist in Walnut Creek in Pleasanton, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. And Pamela Flores is also joining us today. Pamela, go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Hi. So I'm in Dallas, currently working on my master's in biblical counseling at Dallas Theological Seminary and working with an executive coach here in the Dallas area. And I'll be attending the Townsend Institute in the fall for their executive coaching program. So long term, my goal is to be an executive coach.
Awesome.
The Townsend model.
Using the Townsend model.
Yes.
And a good model it is. I've been learning more about it. So we're really excited to have you guys. Maybe we can talk about just your overall experience at the 1 week intensive. Sometimes our listeners may hear us refer to the 1 week intensive as an owie. Doesn't mean that we have a boo-boo or anything like that. That's just a nice short way to talk about it. So
it's a great, really, really mature word to use talking to people. Oh, I went to the owie.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe Janie, how about you in terms of just starting about, like, what was your overall experience at the owie?
Well, it was very, very impressive. The lectures from Drs. Cloud and Townsend were sound clinically and they really know their stuff. And the process groups, I would say, were both very intense and very, very meaningful. And Travis, the way you just put it is that they're very transformational, and I think that I've had that experience as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What about you, Pamela?
Yeah, this is my second conference by Cloud and Townsend, and it's amazing. So I went to the Ultimate Leadership, which is similar to the one-week intensive, but more for leaders.
Right.
And I would say that they're both life-changing. Both the teaching and the process group just give so much insight and meaning into our own issues and helps us, or it helps me become a better person.
Yeah, totally. So, Carrie had a question, I think, about the process groups and maybe like how they differ from like a Bible study or things like that. Do you want to ask that question, Carrie?
Well, I think that when Travis came away from this experience and the process groups, the term process groups is new to me, and I think it's new to a lot of people.
Right.
It's not a very familiar word. So I was wondering if you could explain how is a process groups different from, say, a small group or a Bible study,
right.
Support group? What defines it as a process group? Maybe Pamela, you could shed some light on what those are.
Sure. I think from my experience, a process group is really there for the members to work on their own issues and bring them into light. So whether it struggles with shame or anger or sadness or lack of understanding and clarity on how to do something, it's a space where you can bring those things and share them with other people, and other people can speak truth and love into it and help you process that, like the name
right.
has in it. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that explains it a little bit.
It does.
And yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, and you mentioned two key elements. You said truth and love,
yeah.
Right? And I think those are yeah. huge foundational pieces to a process group, in that it's being with real people who are willing mm-hmm. to take risks, be open, mm-hmm. be transparent, be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And in doing so, we all need truth, right? But as mm-hmm. scriptures say, speak the truth in love. And then, you know, just being able to really experience the grace mm-hmm. that comes, and the sense of acceptance and saying, hey, I see you and all of your imperfections, you know, and all of your shortcomings, and you are still loved. In fact, you're even more loved, you
yeah.
know, given that you're willing to go to this place of vulnerability.
Yeah.
And I would add, too, that it's a great place for people to get their needs met, specific needs.
That's good.
Ask for them, share them, and then have them be met right there and then.
Right.
I like that you brought that up, because in the one-week intensive, they talked about how a lot of us do have struggles really being able to say what we need, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. this is a place where a process group is a format where people can not only share those emotions, but talk about the deep down needs that they have.
So maybe that's something that that you guys could share with us. Is there a way that you were able to experience that grace and to have needs met in this group? Is there someone that would like to share, maybe Janie, a way that you have experienced that grace through this group? Or
sure. I think that what was really profound is that I found in the group you can be really vulnerable. You can talk about your deepest fears and your feelings, and what's reflected back to you is acceptance. Felt very accepted and loved by the other members in the group, and it just was a very positive, affirming experience.
Yeah, and then, you know, I think one of the important pieces is safety, right? And
yeah,
and
right.
Being able to know that it's okay to go to this kind of deeper, more vulnerable, authentic level with one another.
Right.
There's not going to be condemnation or judgment. In fact, it's quite the opposite. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking to our fellow group members, Kiha and Becca, and they were talking about, you know, just the power of being in that group and having the words that other people speak into your life, like, be like the words of Christ. Or even when someone is, you know, just in that place of vulnerability or pain or fear or sadness, like you were talking about, Pamela, you know, to have someone come alongside them and you know, maybe even like physically hold them and say, hey, I am here. It's like the arms of Christ that are holding you and embracing you. And it's just so powerful and transformational.
If you could see Travis, he's in here hugging himself right now.
Yeah, so this is the beauty of radio. People can't see, right?
Yeah,
but you know, as I'm talking about it, I just remember the powerful emotions that I experienced. Even it wasn't even about me, but just being in the group and being engaged and being connected, you really start to care for these people. And I think that's where, you know, that's this whole, like, where Isaiah talks about comforting my people, right? That sense of comfort and that care that becomes radically transformational, that I'm not alone. And even in my worst, you still love me. You still accept me. You still believe in me.
Right.
Right.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I've heard it, that it's okay to not be okay in the group. And that, to me, it was the best part of it, is that you bring into that you're not okay. And and that's where you find acceptance.
I love that.
I do too. That's good.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Connected Life Radio with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. So to learn more about the Connected Life, visit us on Facebook at the Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, you can visit CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com. But right now we're here with Janie and Pamela, and we're just kind of processing their process group experience about a month ago now. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. And just talking about how transforming it was for them to have this process group experience,
right,
and connect to other people in this profound way.
Profound and deep way, right? And so we want our listeners to know that if they are interested in having their own experience in a process group, to stay tuned. At the end of the show, we're going to talk about opportunities that are coming up right here in your own backyard in Arizona. So Pamela and Janie, maybe you guys can share just a little bit of, in terms of just personally, how did your life change as a result of just the experience that you had at the in the process group at the 1 week intensive?
Well, for me, I have already connected with people in an attempt to duplicate as best as I can the experience that I had at the process group at Owie, as we call it. I realized how deeply I need that in my everyday life, and so I've been pursuing getting together with other people and trying to form a process group of my own. It just really helped me to know that that's something that I really need in my own life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great, I think it's kind of a vision that Travis shares as well, doing process groups here and trying to help others start it and training people to have process groups. And eventually, how transforming would it be to have churches all over the valley or counseling centers over all over the country or world. I mean, you have friends in Indonesia, right? That were in your group.
Yeah, they're part of the group.
Potentially, yeah. Starting it all over the world and really connecting in this deep way that reflects the church, the true purpose of the church, mm-hmm. that acts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Loving one another, caring for one another, supporting one another. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really awesome. So what about you, Pamela? How did your life personally change as a result of your experience?
Yeah, for me, I think I came away with two main things from Aoi. First being, I got a lot of great feedback, which is an important part of process group. And the feedback just affirmed my decision to go into this field and pursue coaching and leading process groups or things like that. So it just... it confirmed that this is what I wanted to do for my career. And then secondly, it provided a lot of insight into some of my own struggles.
Yeah.
And I realized, why I struggle with things that I do and how to best keep working on that going forward. So, yeah, wanting to replicate that in my, network now.
Right.
And getting to experience that vulnerability on a regular basis,
yeah,
is key.
So it sounds like both of you guys, Janie and Pam, have like taken what you, just like I'm doing, right? You've taken mm-hmm. this experience and what you've learned. And I think for me, what I realized is that I can really get lonely. I can get empty. You know, when I'm especially serving or working in the counseling field where you're more in a giving kind of place, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really need to find that balance and make sure that you're also having, you're also being poured into. And when you're in the midst of it all, you know, the kind of the everyday chaos or just everyday life, at least for me, I don't realize that, man, I need to slow down and really take time to connect with others, connect with God, and, you know, just rejuvenate. And that was my biggest thing that I came away with this whole experience is I came away feeling excited, energized, rejuvenated. I think that you guys know that with the group, I really went to a vulnerable place. I hope you know that because I really opened up and shared my deep down, insecurities and fears. And to have you guys sit there and, affirm me and say, hey, like, we still believe in you was just powerful and transforming.
I like what you said about the, you're in a profession that's giving a lot. I think it's not only for counselors, but there's so many people, parents, if you're a parent,
mm-hmm.
if you're a spouse, you know, you're giving
yeah.
to a lot of people. And you don't often take that time and search out a place to be filled up and to really allow Christ to fill you
right.
in that special way. And I think that the Holy Spirit that is in the people around you can use those people
yeah.
to fill you in a way that is, it's profound. It's not something you can find on your own.
Right.
You sitting there by yourself.
Yeah.
Christ
right.
does use the people around you in a way that is amazing. It's real.
We need connection.
Yeah, that connection is necessary.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So Janie and mm-hmm. Pamela, what guidance or what advice would you guys have for someone who may be considering counseling or even joining a process group like what we're describing here, but who is still reluctant, still has reservations, they're just not sure. What would you guys say to that person?
Janie, how about you start?
Yeah, thank you.
I would say listen to your heart. If there's something going on where you feel like you want to participate in either a process group or even counseling, listen to that part of you that's saying that. It's we heal in relationships, and I think that you know, that's, those are what process groups and counseling can provide.
Yeah, I like that, that we heal in relationships. What was it that,
right,
that I think a few weeks ago Kiha said? He said something about, you know, hurts happen in relationships, but they're also healed in relationships.
Right,
and
right,
I think that's what Janie's talking about.
You get, yeah, you get the wounds through relationship, but you also heal through
right,
a relationship.
Right.
That's how you may have get wounded, but it's also how you heal, and you can't
right,
you can't heal without that relationship.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Yeah.
What about you, Pamela? What would you say to someone who's, you know, struggling, maybe just not sure?
I would say do it.
just do it.
Jump in. Yeah, just do it. And take those struggles and those doubts into either the counseling relationship or the process group and say, you know, like have the courage to go and say, look, this is where I'm at. Be honest about the fears and the anxiety
yeah,
that you're experiencing.
Yeah.
Because even bringing those to the light will help you process this is something that you need to be doing. And you'll hopefully, you know, receive acceptance and validation for those fears and anxiety, because it is a scary process, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it. And taking the risk, I think that's what you're saying, like taking the risk, right? Just do it. And there is reward that comes with that risk. And finding safe people, I think, is very important in what you're talking about, Pamela. People that you can trust, that you know, are not going to judge or condemn.
Yeah.
Right.
And you need, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, who you take your fears and anxiety to is very important.
Absolutely.
They do have to be safe.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to, you know, have people we can train up to be those safe people
mm-hmm.
for others, because if you can train up people who are safe, who have the support, who are willing to take the risks, who are willing to put themselves out there, they can reach out to more, and it does become that evangelism
right.
type of mentality where you're spreading that love of Christ, that acceptance, that forgiveness, and that profound love to more generations.
Yeah, totally.
Teaching our kids
early. Yeah,
right.
That's huge. So, Pamela and Janie, it has been awesome to join with you guys today and just talk to you. It's really encouraging to hear just about your experiences, and I really feel blessed that you guys would take some time out and you know, be on the Connected Life Radio and just share with our listeners about the whole experience, the 1 week experience with Dr. Cloud, Dr. Townsend, about the process groups, and just really talk about the benefit of your experience. So thank you guys so much for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thanks,
pleasure.
Travis, for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely love you guys and adore you guys.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Aww.
All right. Well, take care.
Okay, you too. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
So just really quick. We know that without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. And with where there is no guidance, people fall, but in abundance of counselors, there is safety. And that's really what a process group is about. And we want you guys to know that we are starting a couple of groups. We have our first ever marriage support group starting May 2nd. This is for couples who just really want to build a strong, healthy, godly marriage. We also have a man's process group starting April 16th. And then finally, we have an April, a couples retreat in April, which is the 24th and the 25th. And if you guys want to know how to connect with us, Carrie's going to tell you how to do that.
So to connect with the Connected Life Radio or to contact us, you may visit our page on Facebook with the Connected Life Radio. If you or someone you know is looking for counseling help, you can visit the website at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, or you can call Crossroads Counseling Center at 623-680-3486.
All right, Arizona, as usual, we want you to get connected and stay connected.